Sheikh Muhammad Khokar, Dawud Barakatuhum, served as a higher education officer in the City University of New York for 40 years. MashaAllah, for 40 years. He was also the faculty advisor of the Muslim Student Association there. He has been active in the work of da'wah since 1963. As a testament to his deep love for attaining and imparting sacred knowledge, he began studying under the supervision of traditional scholars in the ripe age of his 60s, mashallah. He completed, there's no limit when we can study the deen of Allah. He completed the Alamiya course at the grand age of 68. Allahu Akbar. He studied the spiritual sciences and was blessed with the authorization to guide others in self-purification. Sheikh Muhammad Khokar actively travels to various states across the country, imparting knowledge and guiding others in self-purification. So this will be a talk in the English language upstairs here. Those sisters who wish to benefit from this, inshallah, can also stay upstairs. At the same time, you have a parallel session, and this is the only parallel session of the whole day, for sisters in a talk in Urdu, with an alima, inshallah, addressing them. This will take place downstairs. So if we cannot understand Urdu, please do remain upstairs, sisters. Otherwise, you can proceed downstairs. The topic is Women of Medina, Models of True Success. In this day and age, when we are bombarded from all sides with various different ideas of what it means to be a successful woman, we need to go back and study the lives of the female companions of the Prophet ﷺ and be inspired by their glorious legacy. If we hope to also gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and to be joined with them in the eternal gardens of Jannah. So this topic will take place downstairs in Urdu language for the sisters. And the topic, Sheikh Muhammad Khokar, inshallah, tashrif lai, inshallah, mutabana guzari, Sheikh Ab, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadil ladhi nastafa amma ba'd. Qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fil kalam al majid wal furqan al hamid ba'da a'uz billahi min ash shaitan ar rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim inna allaha ya'mur bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar wal baghi ya'izukum la'allakum tadhakkarun fi maqami akhir qala allah tabaarak wa ta'ala ihdaru هو أقرب للتقوى قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين صلوا على النبي نبي کی ذات پر دروشی پڑھیں اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري وخلق ذات من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم My most respected brothers, all my karam, mufti azam, my youngster students, mashallah, I am student of ilm. Everybody should be. Why not? When imam Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this advice has been given. My beloved prophet, Qul Rabbi zidni ilma. Make dua. Ya Allah, increase my knowledge. Means what? It's being encouraged to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until last breath. You are my student. Message to us also. We should remain student of Ilm-e-Deen until last breath. Allah is his educator, and Rasul-e-Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Wursa, Ulma-e-Karam, is our educator. May Allah give us tawfiq. Say Amen. I before quoted you Ayat-e-Mubarakah, Surah An-Nahl, ayat number 90. Subhanallah, Aksan bin Zayfi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked two questions. Man anta? He came for the tribe. Answer. Ana Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Second question he asked. Ma anta? Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered. In the abd wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This juncture, these ayat-e-mubarakah revealed. On hearing these ayat-e-mubarakah, he commented, Ajib ayat covers all aspects of life. These ayat show the justice of every walk of life, every aspect of life. He could not control without saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. The same happened on these ayat, the Walid ibn Mughira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Same happened Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This ayat-e-mubarakah covers all aspects of deen. That's why Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his khilafa, he issued order to all khutba, all imam of the masajid, that in their Jummah khutba, they should read this ayat-e-mubarakah. Jazakallah khair, mashallah. Subhanallah, do you notice that? In every Jummah khutbah second part, did you notice it? Imam Sahib always read, Inna Allah ya'mur bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i dhul qurba wa yanha anil fahsha wal murk wal bagdi. Three positive, three negative. Subhanallah. Whole Quran covers all these six points covered in ayat-e-mubarakah. Justice. Inna la ya'mur bil adl. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded for justice to whom? Justice with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is justice? Some Fassini says, justice means to pay the haqooq, to pay the rights of other party and your own self. What is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? La ilaha. We should have firm yaqeen in the heart about La ilaha illallah. The place of yaqeen is the heart, and it should be demonstrated by our body action. How? Muhammadur Rasulullah. He is only to be worshipped alone. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is justice. In every situation, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This is His haqq only. We should be watchful. We should be just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second haqq, sacred justice, we have to do with whom? Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mashal Mufti Azim Sahab was mentioning before, what the ruh of deen, what the spirit of deen? Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is haqq of Rasul. If we love other more than Allah and Rasul, this is injustice. This is zulm. Our love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be above board. What are the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We should love him. What shall he explain? We should obey him. We should respect him. We should have his fikr and ghum, what he had, what? Each and every human being should be saved from hellfire. His ghum, his hum, we should have it. Then, this is the haqq of Qur'an-e-Majeed, rights of Qur'an-e-Majeed. We should do justice with Qur'an-e-Majeed. I'm sorry to say, please open your ear. Tashkeel yourself. We are doing zulm to Qur'an-e-Majeed. That's why there are a lot of mess up. To me, there are seven rights of Qur'an-e-Majeed. First right of Qur'an-e-Majeed is this. I'm sorry, I'm going a little bit away from the topic. I'll come a little bit that also. If we pay these rights of Qur'an, we will become a just person, munsif, good judge. The first right of Qur'an-e-Majeed, to have correct aqidah of Qur'an-e-Majeed, is a Kalamullah. And Imam Abd ibn Hanbal, go to jail. You will see how he suffered to protect this aqidah for the Ummah. Second haqq of Qur'an-e-Majeed, we should respect and love Qur'an-e-Majeed. And third, we should be able to recite Qur'an-e-Majeed with correct pronunciation and intonation, with tajweed. How many are here? How many are here? We send only small children, become Qari. But what about Khokhar? 60-year-old Khokhar, 80-year-old Khokhar. Why? Why not? Why not? Are you sitting adult? Why don't you come to madrasa? Correct your Qur'an-e-Majeed. Tajweed. Why not? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being advised, who rabbe zidni ilma? This ayat belongs to you also. Third haqq of Qur'an-e-Majeed is this. To read with a meaning. And tafsir. How many are reading meaning and tafsir? How many? Fourth of Qur'an-e-Majeed, what we read, put into practice. Number five, we propagate. Dawa bil Qur'an is the real dawa. You heard before. There are 6-7 rights of Qur'an-e-Majeed. Tell me truth. How many sitting over here have seven rights? Maybe only one or two. Am I right wrong? This is zulm with the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Chhod kar Qur'an ko Muslim haq se begana hua, deen ko ruswa kiya aur aap bhi ruswa hua. We left the Qur'an. The haqeeqat of Qur'an. That's why we are disgraced. All commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not in front of us. That's why we cannot do justice with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do justice with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot do justice with my wife and children and family. We cannot do justice with the community. We cannot do justice with the masjid even. Our Muslim brother, sister, we cannot do justice with the non-believer. They are waiting for us. They are waiting for us. Day of Qiyamah, anyone is going, Khokar going to make dua, I go to Jannah. And I work 40 years at the university. My staff will ask, Khokar, you going to Jannah? Why did you tell us about La ilaha illallah? We are going to Jahannam. My boss will ask me, you got 3 promotion from me, huh? You got 3 promotion. You used to get a vacation for Jamaat. But you never told me, La ilaha illallah. Khokar will be stuck up there. Open your eyes. The grocery store you go, morning, evening, get the milk. He can catch you up. Because Iman, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the last Prophet, Khatam al-Nubuwa. The job of the Prophet, me and you have to do it. We have to do tazkiyat to the Muslim. MashaAllah, tabligh jamaat, MashaAllah. Tazkiyat to Muslim. What about non-Muslim? Prophet job was mainly to the non-Muslim. Our American brother and sister, Jews and Christian and Hindus, who are they here, living here? They are our brother and sister. They are daughter of Adam and son of Adam. They have rights on us. This is a zulm if we don't present them Islam. I can now, I have a lecture on that, how to give dawah to non-believer. I cannot go ahead. Let me go to next step. Please fulfill the rights of Quran. I told you 7 rights of Quran. Put yourself in the condition where we stand. Are we doing zulm to Quran? Are we doing favor to Quran? Gar tu khahi, Persian. Gar tu khahi, Muslima zistan, naimukkan. Joseph Quran system, O Muslim, if you want to live life of honor without practicing Quran, you cannot live life of honor. You cannot practice until you learn meaning, tafsir, attend tafsir by the tafsir. Now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya ayyuhal aman, hu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. This is haq of my own soul to save from hellfire. If I don't want to try to save my soul, hellfire, this is injustice to me. This is zulm on my soul. Yes or no? What is the opposite of justice? Zulm. If I don't learn deen, if I don't practice deen, don't save my soul from the hellfire. This is injustice to my own soul. With my dawah, with my tabligh, people go to Jannah and I've been stuck up. How come? Ya ayyuhal aamanu qu anfusakum. This is the tartib. In the cover, question will be asked to me, ma rabbuka, la ma rabbuhum. Yes or no? Am I right? Who your Lord? Khokar, who your Lord? Who your deen? What is your deen? Who your Nabi? Look here. Come on. Then ahlikum. Then your spouse and family member. How we take care of families? Let me come to the topic. How Prophet was just to his family? We enter our house like inspector. Yes or no? This is not justice. You have beloved of the wife. Why are you beloved? Do you know how Prophet used to enter in the house? Smilingly. This is a sunnah. He used to enter the house smilingly. Do we? Do we? Check yourself. Children, mommy saying, Children, sit down. Go to the room. Daddy coming. Daddy came in. Go away. Daddy came. Smart. Oh, daddy came. Our inspector came. Our wolf came. What happened? Silent. Daddy came. What is that? What is that? From today, I request you, take sunnah. I give you homework now today. Enter house smilingly. Even your boss bother you, your employees bother you. Inshallah, brother, I am doing tashkeel. This is not formal tashkeel. Don't get scared. Yes. That's good if you do. 100 Shaheed Sawab. Smilingly enter home. And I tell the sister if they're listening. Yes, they're listening to me? Some of them? Okay. Sister, you welcome also smilingly. Don't say, you smile first, then I smile. I know, we do like this. You first, me first. Please, leave me alone. Should I tell you incidents? Proper entering the house. Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was drinking something, milk. Prophet said, Humaira, stop. Give me, what are you drinking? Leave some for me. A prophet took their bowl of milk. And then I will not feel ashamed to say it. Prophet said, Humaira, where you put, what part of the edge you drank the milk? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank the same part edge milk. This is the love of the wife. And we don't want to eat a leftover of the wife. And our woman, mashallah, so nice. First men eat, then I will eat. It's nice. This is a cultural thing. Why you don't eat yourself together? Whole family. Put one tonight. Put good small boti in the sweet mouth of your wife. You see. You see. This is a proper life. We have to put into practice. Give me homework. Love your wife. Respect your wife. Third is very hard. Obey your wife. Why not? Every good, you know, if I say, my sister, love your husband. Respect your husband. Obey your husband. Ah, mashallah, very good. This is not justice. Yes? What is justice? Justice kya hai? Batau main. Dono taraf aag barabar lagi hui. Kya batau main? Aashay paale to Allah maaf kare. Ulfat ka jab maza hai. Ulfat ka jab maza hai. Ho wo bhi beqarar. Dono taraf aag barabar lagi. This is justice. Yes or no? This is justice. Otherwise zulm hai. If your wife scared of you, children scared of you, this is a zulm against the justice. The student scared of the maulana, the teacher. No good. No. Love. Love. Deen is love. Love. Islam is love. And we heard about love in America, right? 47 I'm in America. I heard the love in America. I saw love in America. In our, danda chalta hota. Bas. Last minute is mashallah. Who is this? Inspector of the house. Entering the house, soon he entered the house. Achha, pakya khana? Ye safai ne ki, wo ne kiya. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Listen carefully. I am teaching you something. If you are raise your children as a good Muslim, take Rasulullah Sallam as a model in every walk of life. And you become the model for your sweetheart and children. Husband and wife should be model for the children. If husband and wife, mommy and daddy do justice, if they love each other, respect each other, obey each other, then your children with love the father, obey the father, respect the father. The children with love the mommy, respect the mommy, obey the mommy. Formula. There's one problem now. There's one problem in the area of the justice. You know what the problem? Same problem with Shaitan Saab facing, Azazir was facing. He had two problems. One, arrogance, kibar, a second, jealousy, hasad. Some more, love of the chair. He had other problem, love of the chair. He wanted to become Khalifa. Love of the chair, love of the amarat. I should be chairman, I should be amir, I should be president. If small kachi masjid, small masjid, in apartment, no election. When make masjid, election, yes or no. What is that? These are problems. If in your family there is jealousy and arrogance, this disease, there's a problem. So the growth that raise the children with Muslim, mommy, daddy should love each other, respect each other, obey each other. Problem is disease of jealousy and kibar. Mommy say, I'm better than husband, your father. She said, your father, you know that. And she said, children, mommy, I know mommy. Your mommy, you know that. She's dumb sometimes, you know that. What's going on? What is going on? Please, both of you, husband and wife, mommy and daddy, should clean their heart from arrogance. The wife should think husband is better than her. And we men, husband, should think our wives are better than us. This is very difficult. Even your wife is Rabia Basriya? No, forget about that. How many sitting over here? Answer me a question. They ask their wife, honey, make dua for me. Raise your hand. Come on. Raise your hand. Who ask their wife, they ask, Hazar ji, make dua. Maulana, make dua. And ghar mein wali Allah baithi hui hai. How many of you ask their wife, honey, make dua, I'm going. No. You see here? Why? We are arrogant. We think we are better than the wife. Fix your this injustice, this zulm on your own soul. Mind up. Okay, just a few minutes. Wait a minute. Those are right? Mind up, right? Bolo na. Okay. I'll be homework now. From today, do tawbah. Think every other person is better than you. Is okay? Even Maulana Ashraf Ali Thalvi Rahmatullah Alayh, in the Malfuzat, it is written, he used to say, Ehtisaban, Nekiu class, Ehtisaban, I think every Muslim is better than me. In counting the Nekiyan, every Muslim is better than me. And Ehtimalan, Shayad perhaps ihtimal ho sakta hai, every kafir is better than me. Maybe their kafir, whom I say kafir, he become Muslim tomorrow. Die as a wali Allah, and I may not die as a Muslim. No guarantee. You heard it? This was the problem of Shaitan. Love of the chair. I want to become Khalifa. Jealousy, arrogant. Please, clean your heart. Now, I last minute, I give you homework. Both husband and wife sit together. She make the list what good quality sifat she has. You make the list what good sifat you have. that she make the list what bad, what she zulm she is doing to justice. And you make the list what zulm you doing, sin you committing, and then help each other to update the list. On good qualities, make tur kaat nafal. Shukar. Lain shakartum la azidannakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase, bless your more qualities. And for bad qualities, zulm you committing, one by one we will take care, help each other. If you have some sheikh, spiritualist, he help you. Good, very difficult to find sometimes. Read the Malfuzat. Kimiya Sa'adat, Mizaqul Arfil, good book, Imam Ghazali. Arba'in, Imam Ghazali, Rahmullah. Ahya'i Alum, Imam Ghazali, Rahmullah. Remedy of Spiritual Diseases, Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahmullah. There are books. Go to internet to find it. Your disease of anger, it will help you. Please clean up yourself before death. What Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O mu'minin, don't commit any minor sin. Do every possible hasanat, life of taqwa. And don't die but as a Muslim. Meaning at the time of death, my heart should be clean from all garbage and junk of arrogance. And there's the one hadith in Fazail Amal. If anybody, Muslim, Mu'min, Molana, Sheikh Sahib, foremost brother, mashallah, if he is arrogant in the heart at the time of death, he cannot smell fragrance of paradise. Yes or no? Therefore, we have to make our heart clean from all these garbage. Hello, you heard it? Write down your garbage, what we have in the heart. Clean up one by one. If we are in the path of Allah, this is the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we die on the way, stay garbage there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy, clean up. And inshallah, Jannah is waiting for you. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair, shukran kaseera.